This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is heralding NATO unity amid the Ukraine standoff while hearing pleas from some former Soviet republics. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration's pushing the message that Russian aggression has only boosted NATO's resolve.
Our greatest strength is our unity.
In Germany, Harris met with leaders of Baltic nations, where the U.S. has boosted its troop presence.
We stand with you.
A small contingent of U.S. troops rotates in and out of Lithuania. President Gitanas Nauseda wants more stationed there permanently.
It is critically important for the security of our region.
Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas says the Baltic states know better than most what's at stake now.
We have all lost our independence to Russia once, and we don't want it to happen again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
To happen again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Pentagon says U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called for a de-escalation of the Ukraine crisis in a telephone conversation Friday with his Russian counterpart. In a statement, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Austin called for de-escalation, the return of Russian forces to their home bases, and a diplomatic resolution. Russia has announced it will carry out drills of its nuclear forces on Saturday. The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian leader Vladimir Putin will personally oversee the drills involving multiple practice launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to address the American public Friday about, quote, continued efforts to pursue deterrence and diplomacy. This is VOA News. Russian-backed separatists packed civilians onto buses out of breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine on Friday. Warning sirens blared in Donetsk after it and the other self-proclaimed region, Luhansk, announced an evacuation to Russia, with women, children, and the elderly going first. The evacuation came after the simmering eastern Ukraine conflict zone saw what some sources described as the most intense artillery bombardment for years on Friday. Western countries have said they think the shelling, which began on Thursday and intensified in its second day, is part of a pretext created by Russian President Putin and his government to justify an invasion of Ukraine. The second major storm in 3 days hit northern Europe on Friday, killing at least six people as high winds felled trees, canceled train services, and ripped sections off of the roof of London's O2 Arena. Britain's weather service said a gust measured 196 kilometers per hour is thought to be the strongest ever in England. It was recorded on the Isle of Wight as Storm Eunice swept across the country's south. The weather system is now pushing into the European mainland, prompting high wind warnings in Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Germany. The storm caused mayhem with travel in Britain, shutting the English Channel port of Dover, closing bridges linking England with Wales, and halting most trains in and out of London. The forecast led British authorities to take the unusual step of issuing a so-called red weather warning that indicates a danger to life. A judge in the northern U.S. state of Minnesota on Friday sentenced former police officer Kimberly Potter to 2 years in the fatal shooting of black motorist Dante Wright during a traffic stop. It was a lighter sentence than the just over 7 years in prison that prosecutors wanted. Potter said she mistook her handgun for her taser in firing on Wright, who resisted officers who pulled him over. In a Minneapolis suburb last April, Potter was found guilty in December of first-degree and second-degree manslaughter. The United Nations said Friday it was alarmed by the worsening food crisis across Africa's Sahel region, with more than 10.5 million people facing crisis levels of hunger. The UN's World Food Program said the number of people on the brink of starvation had increased almost tenfold over the past 3 years. The WFP said some of the 10.5 million, some 1.1 million, were deemed at the higher emergency stage of food insecurity across five affected countries in Africa. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.